这早上我们都要说殿宇今已完全奉献。
Yes, this morning let us all say my temple is ready for dedication.
已除所有的不洁。
And all the sins have been dealt with.
但愿你的荣耀火焰经从里面就露洁。
And may your glorious fire be seen through me.
愿早上我们的主他可以来到我们的中间。
Amen. This morning the Lord will come among us.
进到我们的里面。
Enter into our hearts.
充满我们的全人。
Fill our whole being.
我们一起来读一下马拉基书。
Let's read Book of Malachi.
这是圣经中最后一卷书。
This is the last book in the Old Testament.
我们读第三章第一节到第三节。
Let's read chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
请我们一起来读。
Let us read them together.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路。你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到，他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样，他们就凭公义献物给耶和华。好，我们在这些日子借着马拉基书，我们交通到耶和华的使者。
And these days, through this book of Malachi, I would like to share with you the messenger of the covenant.
那耶和华的使者，或者当神讲到说我的使者，那这个字呢，就是马拉基这个名字的意思。
And the meaning of the word Malachi is messenger, the Lord's messenger.
那我们在上一次曾经交通到祭司。是万军之耶和华的使者。
And last time we talked about how priests are also the messengers of the Almighty God.
在马拉基书二章七节说，祭司的嘴里当存知识。
And therefore, in the book of Malachi chapter 2 says, out of his mouth there are knowledge and righteousness.
人也当从他的口中来寻求律法。
And men shall seek law through his words.
也就是说，祭司呢，他们必须有真的知识。
That means a true priest needs to have true knowledge.
而且呢，他们是要把神的律法传讲出来。
And they have a job is to tell people of God's law.
那我们知道今天在新约的时代，
Now we are in the era of the New Testament.
我们都是有君尊的祭司。
Therefore, you and I are both royal priesthood.
神得着我们要得着一个祭司的国度。
And God desires to obtain through us a kingdom of priests.
那今天在我们的口里面有没有知识呢？
So the question is there any knowledge through the words of our mouth?
这个知识必须是真的知识。
And there has to be true knowledge.
今天我们都有神的话，圣经已经赐给我们。
We all now have the words of God, the Bible.
但是神要我们有真知识。
Yet the Lord desires us to have the true knowledge.
认识耶和华的知识要如洋海充满在洋海里面一样。
And the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the whole land like water fill the ocean.
今天水怎么样充满整个洋海，今天认识耶和华的知识要充满在遍地。
How the water fills the ocean, in the same manner the knowledge of the Lord shall fill this land.
当我们来读神的话，
Therefore when we come to read the word of God,
这神的话必须是一个活的道。
His words have to be a living way to us.
主耶稣讲到说他的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus has told us that his words is life and his words is spirit.
所以当我们读的时候不是一个字句。
So when we read God's words in the Bible, we're not just reading literally.
我们每一次读主的话，我们渴慕来遇见这位活的主。
And every time when we read, we want to meet with this living Lord through his words.
他不单在他的话里面，
Not just that he is in his words.
这个活的主与我们在生活中同行。
Also this living Lord can walk with us in our daily life.
在生命窄路中与我们一同经过。
And walk with us in life's narrow way.
叫我们更多的认识他。
So that through that wall we can know even more of him.
当我们常常发现说可能有两个不同的团体，他们都在读圣经。
And sometimes you have met with like different Christian groups. They all are studying the same Bible.
但是他们读出来的结果可能是非常非常的不一样。
However, they may reach different conclusions when they read.
当我们讲到说今天神心中所要得着的教会是一个合一的教会。
And many times we know and we share that God desires to obtain a church of unity.
但是我们也发现说无论人怎么认真好像去查考原文的圣经。
But no matter how hard we try to study and try to understand the word in the Bible,
但是好像没有办法在一个结果上达到一个合一的情形。
Very rarely we can see any unity reached through that kind of study.
可能每一个人读到最后都说我所持守的是一个绝对的真理。
And many times each person may very insistent about what their conclusion is.
但是却有许许多多的不同。
And regard it as the absolute truth. However, each conclusion may be quite different.
今天求主让我们有一个谦虚的心
So we pray the Lord give us a humble heart
让我们有一个渴慕的心
And a true longing and desire
使我们渴望认识基督
The Lord we desire to know Christ
我们认识他的话
We want to know his words
我们在口里面有真的知识
We want to have true knowledge that proceeds out of our mouth
今天当主耶稣祷告为着教会的合一在那里祷告
So while Jesus prayed for the unity of his church
我们知道只有在对神儿子的认识上，那个完满的知识上，我们能够达到合一。
We know unity can only be reached when we have the true and full knowledge of Christ, the Son of God.
今天我们只能承认说，照着我们该知道的，我们还是不知道。
Nowadays, we can only say, according to what I should have known, I really don't know much.
今天我们以为真理就是这样。
Today, I may regard, oh, this is the truth.
但是求主带我们进入那更深之处。
But we pray the Lord will take us to the deeper place
带我们到一个更高之处
to a higher ground
扩大我们的心
to expand our hearts
叫我们脱离所有字句的情形
so that we will not be trapped with just reading the words
我们说我们要认识这位活的神
but to have the true knowledge of this wonderful living God
这位活的主
this living Lord
他在我们的里面是那位又真又活的
He lives inside of us and he is true and living
我想这是神对于祭司讲说万军之耶和华的使者这些祭司是万军之耶和华的使者
And that's why God refers to these priests as the messenger of the Lord Almighty
他们的口里面当存知识
And in their mouth shall proceed out of true instruction
人要来到他们面前来寻求律法
And men can find law in their words
今天世界上可能有很多很多的人他们要来寻找这位又真又活的神
And many people in this world are lookingand seeking for that true and living God.
他们需要来到祭司的那里。
They need to come to God's priest.
今天我们就是君尊的祭司。
And we are that royal priest.
当人来到我们面前的时候。
So when people come to us,
他们能不能够寻着律法呢?
Are they able to find the law of the Lord?
是的,在旧约好像有许许多多的律例典章规条。
Yes, there are all kinds of requirements and covenants in the Old Testament.
但是今天整个律法是写在我们的心板上。
But we realize in this time, the law of God is being written on our hearts.
因为耶稣基督已经来到地上。
It's all because Jesus Christ has come into the world.
他来不是要废掉律法。
He said, I am not coming to abolish the law.
他来是成全了律法。
But I have come to complete and perfect the law.
而且远远超过了律法
and what I have actually surpasses the requirements of the law
今天主耶稣住在我们的里面
and now this Lord lives inside of us
整个律法说到神的生命性情
and actually the law of the Lord speaks of the very nature of our God
但是这位真实的主今天住在我们里面
and now this living Lord is living inside of us
律法写在我们心板上
and the law is written on our hearts
今天人来到我们面前
so when people come to us
他们要来寻求律法
they want to seek the law of God.
今天我们身上要把神的道能够活出来。
Therefore, we have a responsibility to live out that word of God.
当人看见我们。
So when people see us,
他们寻着了律法。
They will find the law of God.
也就是说他们认识了神的心、生命和信心。
Which means they, when they see us, they will come to know the nature and life of God.
所以祭司要成为万军之耶和华的使者。
That's why priests are called the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
他们不但要传讲这个律法。
Not only they will tell people of this law.
他们也需要活出这个律法。
They also need to live out and manifest the law.
我想马拉基书是旧 旧约里面最后一卷书。
The book of Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
它不单写在主耶稣弥赛亚要来之前四百多年那个世代的人。
It was not written just for the generation which is 400 years before Christ was born.
它也是写给我们这些等候主耶稣基督再来的一般神的子民。
It is also written for us.People who are waiting for his second return.
当作我们成为他的使者。
He wants us to become his messengers.
我们要彼此勉励。
Therefore, we should encourage one another.
对于我们的主有一个真实的认识。
To have a true knowledge of our Lord.
那在今天我们读到马拉基书三章。
When we read the book of Malachi chapter 3 today.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者。
Here it says, See, I will send my messenger.
在我前面预备道路。
Who will prepare the way before me?
那这个使者到底是谁呢？
So who is this messenger here?
我要差遣我的使者，这我的使者意思就是马拉基，这个名字，它原文的意思就是我的使者。
And the word Malachi means messenger in the original language.
但我们在这一段圣经里面，我们记得说在马太福音第十一章第十节。
So if you remember in Matthew 11, Verse 10,
他经常记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你面前预备道路。
In the book of Matthew, it talks about how I will send my messenger before you.
他说所说的呢，就是这个人。
And that refers to this particular person.
那这个人是谁呢？
And who is this particular person?
他就是讲到施洗约翰。
And that's John the Baptist.
也就是在以赛亚书第四十章第三节说，有人声喊着说，在旷野预备耶和华的路。
And it's also in the book Isaiah, it talks about there are people shouting out in the wilderness, says prepare the Lord's way.
在沙漠地修平我们神的道。
And straighten up the way of the Lord in the desert.
当主耶稣基督要来之前。
So before Jesus came.
神差遣。施洗约翰
God sent John the Baptist
他是神的使者
to be his messenger
他来为主修平这个道路
John has come to prepare the way for the Lord
他预备神的百姓
so that also he can prepare for God's people
他呼喊神的子民要悔改要悔改
and he shouted out says repent repent to the people of God because the kingdom of the Lord is near
当许多人听见
many people heard that
他们的心里面真的是受到一个何等的震撼。
And their hearts were greatly moved.
当神的儿子要来到地上。
Before the Son of God came into the world.
神必须差遣他的使者来预备这条道路。
God had to send his messenger ahead of time to prepare the way for his son.
无论从弥赛亚。
Either from the book of Messiah.
在主前700多年他就做这样的预言。
Which was prophesied 700 some years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
然后我们看见马拉基。
And to the book of Malachi.
他也叫他们真的是看见耶和华的使者要来。
And he points out the coming of the messenger of the Lord.
在前面要预备道路。
Therefore, there are people coming ahead to prepare the way.
当我们看见说从马拉基他传讲了先知的话以后。
And when we look at howMalachi talk about the word of God.
啊，有四百多年，神没有再有默示给神的子民。
And there's no more instruction from God for as long as 400 some years.
但是我们从新约一开始。
And but if you turn to the first book in the New Testament.
我们看见西面，我们看见亚拿。
And you saw these people, Simeon and Anna.
看见好像有许许多多神的子民。
You see, there are quite a few people of God.
可能在那段黑暗的时期，在那个没有末世的时代。
And during that, we call the dark age of darkness because God had no instruction for them.
好像觉得一切的盼望都没有了。
During those 400 some years, you felt that you were without hope.
可是你读到新约开始，有一般人。
But if you read the beginning of the New Testament, you will notice there is was this group of people.
他们在等候弥赛亚的来到。
They were still waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他们好像被主预备好的这些器皿。
And they were just like vessels that had been prepared well by the Lord.
我们看见神一路上其实他在那里预备。
Then we realize God has been preparing His people.
当施洗约翰还呼召人要悔改。
So when John the Baptist called out, "Repent."
他们需要从自己所有的情形当中来转向神。
They need to turn away from their own condition and turn to God.
人转向神的时候。
And when man turns to God,
我们可以接受弥赛亚这位救主来到我们的心。
Then we are ready to receive the coming of the Messiah.
在下面他说你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
And therefore it says here, then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple.
施洗约翰他好像是一个旷野的呼声。
John the Baptist was nothing but just a voice in the wilderness.
这一个声音是什么意思呢？就是说这个声音出来以后，他好像就失去了，就消失了，就不见了。
What does that mean to be a voice? A voice only functions after saying what it has to say and will just disappear.
他不过在旷野里面的一个呼声。
So John was nothing but a voice in the desert.
所以施洗约翰非常清楚他的使命是什么。
So John the Baptist was very clear about his mission.
他的使命是要把这位神的儿子给显明出来。
Which was just to show forth the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
他为什么要在那里施浸？
So why did John baptize the people?
他的浸是一个悔改的浸。
His baptism is called the baptism of repentance.
但是施洗约翰是借着这个浸里把主耶稣基督显明出来。
But through his ministry of baptism, he can show people Jesus Christ.
他来到约旦河那里。
So when Jesus came to the River Jordan,
他传讲悔改的洗礼。
John the Baptist came to the River Jordan, he talked about the repentance.
那有许许多多的以色列民他们来到那里接受他的洗礼。
And many Israelites came to the river and accepted his baptism.
一个一个下去，一个一个起来。
And one by one they go into the river, and one by one they left the river.
直到神的儿子耶稣基督来到约旦河那里。
Until the coming of Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣愿意放下他圣洁的己。
When Jesus came to the river, he let down of his holiness.
主耶稣不需要受这个悔改的洗。
There's no point for Jesus to receive the baptism of repentance.
因为他是完全圣洁没有罪的。
For he was completely perfect and without sin.
但是主耶稣乃是站在我们的地位。
But he chose to stand at our position.
他放下他圣洁的自己。
So he set aside his holiness.
当主耶稣来到约旦河的水里。
So when he emerged into the water of River Jordan.
施洗约翰他看见了。
And John the Baptist saw Jesus.
他说看啊神的羔羊。
So he shouted out by saying, Behold the Lamb of God.
背负世人罪孽的。
Who carries the sin of the world.
有这么多人在约旦河中施洗。
Many people came to the river to be baptized.
但是施洗约翰他来了把神的儿子表明出来。
But John the Baptist has come to show people the Son of God.
看啊神的羔羊。
He said, Behold the Lamb of God.
他把神的儿子显明出来。
So John was able to show people the Son of God.
我们看见施洗约翰他非常认识他的职事。
And John was very clear about his ministry from him.
他来到地上的时候，他不是要来宣扬他的自己。
He knew he wasn't to be, he was not born to show off himself.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
That's why he said, Jesus, he will increase and I will decrease.
是的，英文里面讲到说，他必增加，我必减少。
He will increase and I will be decreased.
这就是施洗约翰的职事。
And that was the ministry of John.
他是神的使者。
He was a messenger of God.
那我们所寻求的主。
And he said, the Lord you are seeking,
这边讲到说必忽然进入他的殿中。
Will suddenly come into his temple.
那这位寻求的主他就是耶稣基督。
And this Lord people are seeking is Jesus Christ.
他为我们来到地上。
He came into the world for us.
他为我们进到殿里面去。
Who entered into the temple for us.
但是有许许多多的人他们不认识。
Yet when he was there, many people did not know who he was.
人们在那个地方觉得说是他们可以敬拜神的一个。
They thought, yes, temple was the place we can worship God.
但是当主耶稣来到圣殿里面，
But when Jesus came into the temple,
他看见有许许多多的人把这个神圣的殿当成一个贼窝。
And he saw how people has changed the temple and make it into a thief place.
看见有这么多的人，他们不认识这个殿真实的意义。
And many people, even though they were in the temple, they do not understand the significance of temple.
当主来到圣殿的里面，
So when Jesus went into the temple,
但是却看见这么多人在那里做买卖兑换银钱。
Many people were doing trades in the house of God.
他们没有来到一个真实的敬拜中。
They weren't really worshiping God at all.
这么多的人他们不认识这位神的儿子。
Even though it was a huge crowd, but they did not know the Son of God.
真正殿的意义在耶稣基督的身上。
The true meaning of that holy temple is Jesus Christ himself.
所以主耶稣告诉他们。
So Jesus told them.
这个殿被拆毁，他三日把它建起来。
And this temple will be torn down, and I will rebuild it in 3 days.
别人说这个殿是46年才建起来的。
And the people heard his comment. They said, you know, this temple took us 46 some years.
主在他的话里面要人的眼睛被开启。
Yet the Lord tried to open their eyes.
他是以他的身体为殿。
Because he was referring his body as the temple.
今天整个圣殿的意义。
Therefore the meaning of the temple.
不再是外面的。
It's not an outward building.
不是物质的。
Not of materials.
就像我们常常讲，教会不是一个建筑。
That's why we always say, you know, church is not a building.
主要这些人知道。
And Jesus tried to reveal to that crowd.
他是以他的身体为殿。
That he was referring to his body.
他必须为我们受死。
That he will die for us.
为我们被埋葬。
He will be buried for us.
第三天从死里面复活。
And he will be raised from the dead on the third day.
有一个真实的殿。
Then a true temple will appear.
今天不单主耶稣基督，他是那个真实的殿。
And not only Jesus Christ, that true temple.
今天神也得着我们。
We are also
成为这个殿
the temple of God.
刚刚我们唱诗歌讲到说，殿与金已完全奉献。
Just like the hymn we sang earlier, it says how this temple is being consecrated.
我们每一个神的儿女都成为圣灵的殿。
Because each child of God is the temple for His Holy Spirit.
神借着圣灵居住的地点。
And our body is the dwelling place of God through His Spirit.
今天神能够住在我们的里面。
And so God can live inside of us.
这个居所成了一个殿。
Now this place has become a temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
不然我们每一个神的儿女，我们说我们是神的殿。
Now every child of God now can say, I am a temple of God.
整个教会乃是神的殿。
But the whole church incorporates meaning is also the temple of God.
我们的神能够居住在其中。
It's a place where God can dwell.
他能够得着真实的敬拜。
And it's a place where God receives true worship.
他说你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。
This is suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple.
他说到立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
And he says the messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come.
这位主来，圣经讲到说他是立约的使者。
And so this Lord is the messenger of the covenant.
我们读一下路加福音第22章19节和20节。
Will I read with you Luke chapter 22 verses 19 and 20.
请我们一起来读。又拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。”他说这个杯是用我血所立的新约。
Here Jesus says this cup is a new covenant in my blood.
是为你们流出来的。
Which is poured out for you.
在最后一个晚餐。
In the last supper.
主和他的门徒们在那里聚集。
Jesus gathered with his disciples.
是他们开始是吃逾越节的晚餐。
And they were eating the feast for the Passover.
整个逾越节的意义就是说到这位神的儿子。
And the whole true meaning of Passover is the Son of God.
他是逾越节的羔羊。
Because Jesus was the lamb of the feast of the Passover.
为我们被杀献祭。
Whom was slain for us and offered up for us.
他就是那个羔羊的保险。
Jesus was the blood of the lamb.
曾经在出埃及的时候，羔羊的血怎么样涂在门框和门楣上？
How at the very first Passover, the blood of the lamb was applied on the doorpost.
叫那些灭命的天使一看见这个血就越过他们。
So the angel of death will pass over that household that has the blood.
那今天羔羊的宝血也在我们的身上涂抹。
In the same manner, the blood of the lamb is applied on us.
叫我们脱离所有因罪而来的审判，
so that we can be delivered from the judgment of all sins.
叫我们可以来到神的面前，
so that we can come to God.
当主耶稣在那个逾越节的晚上，
so on that very last night,
他让这些 神的子民能够认识到
in order for his people to understand
他自己是逾越节真实的意义
that he himself is the true meaning of the Passover
在饭后他把饼拿起来祝谢了
so after the supper he took the bread and broke
把它拨开递给他们
he gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them
他说这是我的身体为你们舍的
saying this is my body given for you
这是我的身体为你们舍的
this is my body given for you
你们要如此行为的是纪念我
do this in remembrance of me
弟兄姊妹我们一周一周来到主面前来纪念主
therefore brothers and sisters every week we come to the table of the Lord to remember him
乃是照着主的命令
that is according to his commandment here
主在最后给我们这个命令说你们要如此行为的是纪念我
and he was giving us this commandment at the very end of his journey on earth said do this in remembrance of me
但是当我们每一次来到主面前来纪念他的时候
and every time when we come to his table like that
从我们的心里你觉得不是我们好像为了遵守一个命令
and many times we feel that we don't do this because he has commanded us
我们乃是来享受一个福分
but actually we have come toenjoy a blessing from the Lord
每一次来到主面前我们知道是主在这里纪念我们
every time when we come we realize it's actually the Lord who is remembering us
当我们纪念到主舍命的大爱
so when we come and remember the great love of his
是主他要用他的爱来充满在我们的里面
and that's the time he actually fills us with his love
主要我们如此行为的是纪念他
the Lord says do this in remembrance of me
但是是主自己把十架活化在我们的眼前
But in reality is he make even more real to us the scene of his crucifixion
让他的死让他的救恩在我们面前是那么的新鲜和活泼
So that his death and his salvation become alive and so fresh again in our heart
好饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我血所立的新约
And in the same way after the supper he took the cup saying this cup is the new covenant in my blood
为你们流出来的
which is poured out for you
当这个杯成了一个祝福的杯
then that cup has become a cup of blessing
这叫做一个新的约
and that is a new covenant
从所有旧约的里面当主耶稣基督来到地上他带领我们给我们一个新的约
and Jesus has come into the world so that he can give to us a new covenant which is different from all the old covenant
当我们的神把那个旧的约赐给以色列百姓的时候
When God first gave Israelites these old covenants
他们都觉得说他们必定要能够遵守
Israelites were determined Yes, we will comply and obey all the requirements
但是事实证明
But the truth is
没有一个人能够因行律法而被称为义
No one was justified before God because they are following the law
这个律法显出一个光景就是说人乃是有罪的
Actually the law did nothing but to prove that we are sinners
没有一个人能够逃脱
For no one can escape that
只有神的儿子来到
but only when the son of God when he came
那今天呢我们的主他来了为我们立了一个新的约
he came and he has made a new covenant for us
这个新的约不再是律法的规条的约定
it's no longer a covenant filled with all kinds of requirements like the law
在旧约的里面很清楚地告诉我们你们若是遵守这个律法
and it is so clear in the Old Testament it says if you comply or if you observe my commandments
是的你们可以得到祝福
yes you will be blessed
但是那个条件就是你们要遵守律法
but the condition is that you have to meet all the requirements in the law
那律法呢是犯了一条就是犯了全部一样
and the principle is if you violate one requirement in the law then you have violated all requirements
所以没有一个人能够行全
Therefore, there is no one that who can fully comply with the requirements of the law.
所以在神的眼中，他说没有一人连一个也没有。
That's why God says, in my eyes, there is not even a single righteous man.
感谢主，我们的主来为我们立了新约。
But we thank the Lord for He has come to make the new covenant.
在旧约的底下，因为人犯罪，人没有办法来到神的面前。
And in the old covenant, because we are all have come short of His covenants that we cannot come to his presence
没有一个人能够来亲近神
no one could come close to God
但是耶稣基督来了为我们立了新约
but until Jesus Christ who came and to make the new covenant for us
在希伯来书七章二十二节说既是启示立的耶稣就做了更美之约的中保
that's why why in Hebrew chapter 7 verse 22 says, because of the oath, Jesus has come, become the guarantee of a better covenant.
这个新的约, 在希伯来书讲到说,
and this new covenant is a better covenant.
希伯来书特别是讲到一个超越的一卷书,
and the book of Hebrews talk about a lot of things that are better.
更美的一卷书,
a better book.
今天有一个约, 叫做更美的约,
a better covenant.
那这是一个新的约,
and it's a new covenant for us.
主耶稣他为我们流血,
it's all because Jesus shed his blood for us.
他为我们立了新约,
and he made this new covenant in the blood.
耶稣基督的宝血已经为我们流出来了,
and he shed his precious blood for us.
他的生命为我们倾倒出来,
he poured out his soul life through the blood.
那这个生命今天已经赐给我们,
and now we have received this life.
叫我们和神之间今天有一个新的关系,
so that we can have a new relationship with God.
耶稣基督乃是这更美之约的中保,
and Jesus is that guarantee of a better covenant.
那在这个约的里面,
and in this covenant, you and I are now able to come to God. We can come with confidence to the mercy seat. No more fears. We can now come to God. And God can come close to us. And we can come close to Him. And we can come to Him to the point that we can't even get in more.
Close. 啊,
what a great grace that God has given to us.
是我们的主耶稣为我们立了新约,
it's all because our Lord has made this new covenant for us.
今天我们到底是活在旧约里呢, 还是活在新约里呢?
So, what is our condition today? Do we live still in the Old Testament or are we living in the New Testament?
我们是活在新约的里面,
we are living in the New Testament.
但是的确有很多神的儿女, 他们生活的情形好像还是活在旧约的范畴,
but if you observe a lot of the condition of the children of God today, they seem still live in the condition of the Old Testament.
还有很多神的儿女, 他们想用自己的办法, 要来遵行神的律法,
because people are still trying to comply with God's requirements with their own efforts.
他们觉得说, 啊, 这个律法真的是很重要的,
because they regard the law of God as very important.
但是当他们愿意来遵行律法,
and when they try to comply or observe,
却没有看见说我们老旧的生命是不可能来行律法的,
they did not realize there's no way for an old self life to do that. The more we try with our own efforts, and the more disappointed we become.
你发现说你做不到,
because we realize, I cannot do that.
所以有人讲说基督徒的生活是谁来活的呢?
And that's why people question, who is living the life of a Christian?
基督徒的生活是基督来活的,
it should be Christ that lives the life of a Christian.
不是我那个老旧的我能够活出来,
not our old self life. There's no way we can make it.
我们在这个新约的时代,
we are now living in the time of a new covenant.
这是一个太蒙福的时代,
and that is a blessed time.
我们有主的生命住在我们的里面,
because we now have the life of the Lord inside of us.
我们说让里面的主他能够活出来,
so let us say, oh Lord who dwells within me, I pray that you live out through me.
今天新约这个约是因着耶稣基督的血所立的,
and we have obtained a new covenant which is established through the blood of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督立了这个约, 祂就必定要成就这个约,
and since Jesus has made this new covenant, he will complete the covenant.
所以我们里面的生命是能够,
therefore, we do have a life from the Lord which is able to comply with the new covenant.
你看见在旧约里面,当神把律法颁布下来,
look at in the time of Old Testament, when God gave his people the law.
这些神的选民,他们讲说我们必定能够遵守这个律法,
and God's chosen people promised that we will surely comply and obey.
那些责任是在他们的身上,
therefore, they are responsible for it.
责任在他们身上,
they had to comply with the law.
他们犯了律法,
and if they come short of the law's requirement, they are no longer able to come to God.
但是我们感谢主,
but thankfully, we are now in the time of a new covenant. We have Jesus as the guarantee of that better covenant.
他是那个保证,
he is the guarantee for us.
今天我们可以来到神面前，不是因着我们有多好。
So we know the fact that I can come to God is not because I am good.
乃是我们的主他已经满足了父神所有的要求。
But because my Lord who has satisfied fully God's requirement.
我们可以在这里宣告说，宝血永远有全能。
We can always proclaim says yes, there is power in the blood of the Lord.
宝血永远足够洗净我一切的罪。
And His blood is always sufficient to cover all my sins.
我们今天可以来到神的面前。
That's why I can now come to God.
是站在一个新约的地位上。
I am standing on a new position established through His new covenant.
这位立约的使者已经来了。
Because the messenger of the new covenant has come.
今天我们都能够站在这样的一个蒙恩的地位。
That's why you and I can stand at this blessed position today.
有一个人他只要刚刚得救。
And for any man, as long as He's saved.
他就能够站在这个地位上。
He can qualify to stand at that position.
他前一分钟才说，我愿意接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。
Maybe he just acknowledged and accept Jesus Christ as his Savior for just a second.
下一分钟他能够唱说，我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
And in the very next second, he can sing, what a great change it brought in my life.
是耶稣来住在我心。
Since Jesus came into my heart.
是的，这个生命的改变。
Yes, this change of life.
我们得着永远生命，这就是一个最大的改变。
And that is the greatest change because we had just received the eternal life from God.
主是那位立约的使者。
And our Lord is the messenger of the covenant.
但是我们看看圣经下面。
But if you read on,
他说他来的日子谁能当得起呢？
He says, but who can endure the day of his coming?
他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？
And who can stand when he appears?
我们永远要知道。
Therefore, we always have to remember
主所为我们做成的事情。
What Jesus has done for us.
一面是我们绝对只能用信心来接受。
On one hand, we can only receive by faith.
我们没有办法加添什么上去。
There's no way we can add on anything.
若不是耶稣基督他亲自来成为我们的代替。
Without Jesus coming to be our replacement.
我们每一个人无论你怎么努力你不可能满足神的要求。
There's no way we can satisfy God's requirements no matter how hard we try.
只有这一位神的儿子他是公义的。
Only the Son of God, He is all righteous.
只有他是圣洁的。
Only He is all holy.
只有他为我们舍了他的性命。
He laid down His life for us.
那所有的他做成的弟兄姊妹我们只能相信只能接受。
And we can receive what He has done by faith.
但是今天我们可以说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So that you and I can proclaim that I have died with Christ.
现在活着不再是我。
Therefore, it's no longer I that lives.
是的，基督在我里面活。
But Christ who lives within me.
我们永远要站在这个事实的根基上。
And that is the fact upon which we stand.
但是我们永远也要记得。
On the other hand,
今天神的心意要达到完全。
We always have to know that in order for God's purpose to be perfected.
我们必须下面那一句我如今在肉身活着。
We also have to actualize the next verse, which is when I live in my flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by believing in the Son of God.
所有主耶稣做成的客观的事实是我们要凭信接受的。
All the objective facts and truth that Jesus has done for us is something that we need to accept by faith.
但是今天另外一面呢主还要我们主观的来经历。
But on the other hand, Jesus wants us to experience firsthand, personally.
他说他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？
Here it says, who can endure the day of his coming?
我想在这里所讲的还不是说我们在那个白色大宝座的时候在那个审判我们好像没有办法站得住。
And here we're not just talking about the true judgment, the judgment of the white throne when he comes.
我们一信主我们的名字都在这个生命册上。
Because once we believe in the Lord, our names are recorded in the book of life.
但是圣经也告诉我们当主耶稣显现的时候我们都要像他。
And Bible also tells us when Jesus appears, we will all be transformed to be just like him.
当主再来的时候真的我们所有的都要被显明出来。
So when Jesus comes, all our true condition will be revealed.
审判呢是从神的家起手。
And the judgment starts from the household. of God.
那个烈火一样的审判来的时候。
And with a judgment like a fire that comes.
到底是金银宝石呢，还是草木禾秸？
And it will show forth what do we have, true as gold, silver, or hay and stack.
都有一个非常清楚的分别出来。
And our true condition will be revealed.
但是我们的主何等的爱我们。
But our Lord loves us so much.
他把今天赐给我们。
So he has given us today.
把今日的机会赐给我们。
Given us the opportunity of today.
叫他能够做工在我们的身上。
In which he can work on us.
他说因为他如炼金之人的火。
Because it says he will sit like a refiner.
如漂布之人的剪。
He will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap.
他必坐下如炼尽银子的。
And he will sit as a refiner and purifier.
必洁净利未人。
Of silver. And he will purify the Levites.
如果我们讲说今天我们所有在这个新的约里面我们都凭信就得着了。
If we say, okay, now we are living in the new covenant, so all I have to do is just accept by faith.
是到那天审判大日，我们都可以坦然无惧。
Yes, you and I can have true confidence in the day of His great judgment.
为什么主在这里还要坐下，好像这个炼尽银子的炼器来洁净利未人呢？
Why does it say here that our Lord has to sit down as a refiner and purifier of silver?
因为神叫我们得着的是一个主观的。
Because he wants us to have personal first-hand experience.
要我们从自己的身上，他能够制作我们，改变我们。
That he can change us, he can work upon us.
叫我们的生命能够真实的像主。
So that we can really have a life that's like his.
叫这个律法写在我们心板上，不是一个客观的事实。
So the law that's written on our hearts is no longer an objective matter.
是一个主观的，真的从我们身上把神的生命性情能够活出来。
But a subjective experience because we can actually live the life of the Lord through us.
的确在我们的身上好像这当这个银子从矿里被挖出来有许许多多的掺杂。
Yes, we're just like a precious stone dig out from the mine. We are so mixed.
当人把那个矿拿出来的时候可能不到 10% 是真正的银子。
And when you dig out something from the mine, maybe a little rock only contains less than 10% true silver in there.
它需要经过烈火。
Therefore, it needs to go through the refiner's fire.
一次一次把那个渣子去掉。
And again and again, all the non-silver portion can be done away with.
它这边特别讲说它必坐下如炼尽银子的。
In verse 3 says he will sit as a refiner.And purifier silver.
这些炼银子的人呢，他是坐下来。
So these refiners, they have to sit down and do their work.
因为这个工作不是好像这么快就完成的。
Because the refining process takes time.
是需要花时间的。
It takes time to complete.
当我们的主他坐下来。
So when our Lord sits down.
他坐下来做什么呢？
Why does the Lord sit down?
他来炼尽我们。
Because he wants to purify us.
当他坐下来要把他的工作做在我们身上。
In order to work upon us.
弟兄姊妹我们要知道这是要花时间的。
So brothers and sisters, we have to understand God's work takes time.
我们接受主已经做成的事情但这是一下子的。
And the fact that we accept what he has done only takes a moment.
是立刻就得着的。
We can have what he has done for us in one moment.
这是我们凭着信来支取所有写下的权利。
And by faith, we are entitled to all the privilege as in his blood.
但是我们的主要来制作我们。
In another, but at the meantime, he wants to work upon us.
他乃是坐下来。
While he does that, he sits down and do it.
慢慢的来炼尽我们。
It takes slow process for him to refine us.
我想有的时候我们跟孩子们要好好谈话的时候。
And sometimes we want to have a good conversation with our kids.
我们先叫他来，你坐下来。
We will call them in and say, have a seat.
当说坐下来的时候，这个就不是一个很简单的谈话。
When we say, please have a seat, they realize it's not just going to be a simple and short conversation.
这些炼银子的人，他们坐下来的。
So when these refiners of silver and gold, they sat down.
因为这有一个过程。
Because they know the process takes time.
不是一下子就能够完成的。
It's not going to be done in one instant.
而在这个过程的里面。
And in the entire process.
这些炼银子的人，他们时刻都是在那里专注的这个银的情形。
And the refiners pay close attention to the entire process.
这个所有的时间掌握火候，他们是随时在那里注意的。
They have to monitor closely the temperature, the timing, everything involved.
他们不是说把火升起来丢进去，他们就走开了。
They don't just set the fire and throw the rock in and they walked away.
他们是坐下来。
Instead, they have to sit down.
全神贯注。
And fully attentive to the process.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这边讲到说，他必坐下如炼净银子的。
So brothers and sisters, when it says here, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver.
说到我们的主，今天他在炼净我们。
It tells us the Lord is refining us.
他所有的眼目都注视在我们的身上。
And his eyes, his vision is completely upon us.
那这个炼金之人的火。
And this fire of refiner.
是非常非常高的温度。
It's very high temperature.
那这个火是让我们常常觉得受不了的。
And sometimes it's just hard to bear.
当你今天你觉得环境好像一个火一样在试炼你。
And if you feel that you're going through a situation like a fiery trial.
好像你遇见了好多的事情。
You have encountered so many problems.
但是我们要认识今天我们的主他乃是像炼金之人的火一样。
But we need to realize that our Lord is like the refiner of silver and gold.
每一个试炼是主所许可的。
Therefore, every trial has been permitted by our Lord to come upon us.
有一个更高的旨意，他要做成。
For he has a higher and better purpose to accomplish.
把我们身上那个杂质能够去掉。
So that all the non-silver or gold portion can be dealt with.
所有不属于主的，他把我们从身上拿掉。
And all the portion that's non-Christ can be taken away.
主他坐下。
So he sits down.
他像那个熬炼银子的。
Like the refiner.
当主他眼目完全注视在我们的身上。
And when his eyes are on us completely,
我们里面有何等的安慰。
And our hearts are comforted because
无论你现在在什么样的试炼里面。
Because knowing no matter what kind of trials we may be in,
无论这个火好像这个温度多么的高。
No matter how hot the fire feels,
但是我们里面知道我们的主在注视我们。
But we know from within the Lord is watching.
是我们的主他坐下。
It is our Lord who has sat down.
他细细的工作。
And he does his detailed work.
哦，他充满了忍耐。
He's filled with patience.
他必定要把这个工作做成。
And he will surely complete his work.
啊，我们的心里面要感谢主。
Then we'll give thanks to the Lord for the trial.
曾经有一个人，他问一个炼银子的。
Once there was this man asked a question to this refiner of silver.
他说你怎么知道在什么时候这个炼金的工作说是完成了呢？
He said, how do you know when the job is completely done?
因为你需要一次一次到底什么时候才做成了呢？
Because this process repeats so many times, how do you know it is done?
那个炼银子的告诉他，说是非常简单。
The refiner says it's very easy.
他说当我的形象能够很清楚在这个银子上反映出来。
It's when I look down and my image can be perfectly reflected through the silver.
他说这个时候是表示炼已经炼成了。
Then it tells me it's done.
杂质已经去掉了。
All the mixed are done, are gone.
我想今天这就讲到我们的情形。
I think that talks about our condition today.
我们的主他要炼净我们。
When the Lord refines us.
他像炼金之人的火。
He is like the refiner's fire.
还像漂布之人的茧。
And the launderer's soap.
把我们所有的渣滓除掉。
And his purpose is to do away with all the mixed and non-Christ portion.
把我们所有的污秽斑点都要除掉。
All the blemish, all the filthiness he needs to deal with.
但是什么时候主的工作所做成了呢？
And then we say, when are you done with us?
就是在我们的身上能够把主的荣形反映出来。
That is when we can fully reflect the glorious image of Christ.
只有在这个时刻。
Only at time like that.
真的心得着满足。
We know God's heart is fully satisfied.
在他儿女们的身上。
And on his children.
能够彰显他的生命。
He's able to manifest his life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主他今天仍然在做这样炼净的工作。
And dear brothers and sisters, we know even till this day, our God is doing is refining work.
他是炼金之人的火,
he is the refiner's fire.
他是漂布之人的血,
and he's the launderer's soap.
我们里面要充满了感谢,
so that we should give thanks and be filled with thanks.
到那个时候, 当主显现的时候,
so we know when he comes,
我们都要像他,
we will be all just like him.
今天是我们充满了盼望的日子,
and therefore today is the day of hope.
是这位爱我们的主,
it's this loving Lord,
他是那位立约的使者,
who is the messenger of the covenant.
他为我们立了这个新的约,
he has made the new covenant for us.
我们今天都在这个新的约里面,
and you and I are now in this new covenant.
站在一个恩典的约上,
a gracious covenant.
让我们的主今天把他的生命性情能够坐在我们里面,
that we can allow the Lord to work on us his very nature and life.
从我们这些卑微软弱人身上,
from us the lowly and humble and weak people,
能够彰显他的荣耀,
we can now manifest God's glory,
彰显他的美丽,
to manifest his beauty.
好,我们再来唱诗歌 314首,
I sing hymn 314 again.
从我活出你的自己,
从我活出你的自己, 耶稣基督是我生命, 对于我你所有问题, 求你以你为的意, 从我活出你的自己,一切是伤人的唯一,我不过是透明眼睛,为着彰显你的名。愿这首诗歌成为我们的祷告,
may this hymn becomes our prayer.
从我活出你自己,
oh, lift out thy life within me.
耶稣,你是我生命,
oh, Jesus, King of Kings.
对于我的所有问题,
and be thou thyself the answer.
求你以你为答应,
to all my questionings.
从我们的深处祷告说, 主啊, 求你活出你的自己。
From the depth of our heart we pray, the Lord, that you will live through us.
让我们成一位透明的容器,
so that we can become transparent vessels.
为着彰显你秘密,
so that your glory can display.
好吧,我们一起站起来, 从第一节唱到第四节。
Let us stand up and sing the whole song.
好嘞,
从我活